Lori Prox here with Valdez City School Superintendent Tim Bauer on the day of a Valdez School Board meeting. Tonight at 7 o'clock is when it's happening. There is a work session prior to the regular meeting, and the topic of that is scheduling. So we'll talk about the content of that meeting for this evening. The meetings are held at City Council Chambers, open to the public. You can listen on the radio. You can go check it out on the website. Many ways to get involved if you're interested. A lot of people really busy, especially when the sun comes out. But the district office does work through the summer, and you guys have spent a lot of time on staffing, a lot of new positions. So we're going to get to that during our interview as well. But let's go back to scheduling. That's the topic of the work session tonight. So when we're talking scheduling, is this in each school? Is it for the district, for as a whole? What is the plan for this this evening's meeting?
Thank you. It's primarily secondary scheduling. One of the things we're moving towards is a lot more collaboration. I've said this a thousand times over the last year, but the alignment is not just with curriculum. So it's getting the middle school and high school. We do have courses where we're sharing staff, but we're working towards a more collaborative approach. And part of that collaboration is having similar or workable schedules but then we have to do what's best for kids also. So it's not just what schedule fits the within a time slot. So we're looking at options. And then the third factor that goes into that, which you mentioned, is the staffing. If we put together a schedule, do we have the staffing to
and of course a consideration is the public, because you know if there are changes or school times change, then right. The public's got to change their schedule to get kids to school on time and things. So
the start time and end time, are not going to change. It's what we do in between those times and how many class periods in a day, and do we have classes such as advisory or not? Just digging into what's best for kids and how does that work.
And I know at the high school last year, the start times varied from day to day. I know a lot of parents are probably wondering, is that going to happen again?
Oh, that's a great question. That was due to a block schedule. We have removed the block schedule. And a block schedule is where Tuesday you have an hour and a half class from 8 to 9:30, and on Wednesday it might be just from 8 to 9 or whatever it is. It varies from day to day, but you get the total, the minutes equal out in the week for the class periods, but the day varies. That is no longer being a factor in the high school. We're doing just regular scheduled days to align with middle school.
Well, and I forgot another consideration, which is always administration has to deal with how many minutes in a day a teacher is contracted to work.
Right.
Because there's a contract that says, you know, this is the amount of time. And we have one of the shorter days, right, in the contract. I know that the high school principal last year, that was part of the reason. His reasoning for the block schedule was to try to create time to talk to teachers, because many of them, their days are much longer by choice. Right. You know, they choose to spend longer there.
Right.
But by contract, I don't remember what the time is per day in our district.
For ours, it's a 7-hour workday, which and people forget that teachers work a lot.
But they're contracted to be at
Right. So any available time to plan, coordinate, and what we're really working on the schedule is having that time for professional learning, because teachers are contractually entitled to prep time as well throughout that day. So there are a lot of factors that go into it, but gets a little complicated. But all of those have to be considered when we look at.
All right. So if you're interested in that, in scheduling the work sessions at 6, at 7 o'clock, the regular meeting. And under new business, we have interview and discuss board seat applicants, which this is kind of odd to have this so soon after an election. But one of the candidates who won is stepped down from the position. So there is a seat open. Tell me how that's going.
It has been open, and there was a search for applicants, and now we have four letters of interest.
That's public info. We can say their names.
Keen Owenby, Matt Smelser, Ken Wilson and Kaylin King, and I can't thank them enough for putting their names in, because it is important to have just the involvement in the community, and it is a noble and challenging position to take. I'm very excited to have four people interested in the position, but it is a appointed position. The board appoints a person, and one of these four candidates will be appointed, and that's until the next election, which will be next May.
And isn't it a year term left over? Like a year term, right?
Yes. Well, it goes until the next election cycle.
Yeah, so about a little short of a year, right, I guess.
Ten months, yeah.
A good way to try it out. Yeah. And kudos to people for putting their name in the hat. So that will happen tonight. The next time we'll talk, we'll make sure we announce who made it. Yeah. New business, new board member to fill vacancy. So kind of formal verbiage here to get that done. There's also an annual audit. So I know you went, you had someone down, right? The last week or two?
They're showing up today.
Oh, today,
yes,
today, okay.
Yeah, they're taking over my office.
All right, and that's kind of to just make sure all the numbers add up and you're following the formulas. It's the state audit, is that correct?
Correct.
So, because the school district does receive monies per pupil from the state. Policy review committee meeting, a few of those, and you guys are all just always continually looking at policy. And I'm trying to think what was on. There were a lot of things last session we didn't have a chance to talk in our interview, but I think you had some different positions that you had in. I think you had a position for a discipline. So what is happening with
students.
Yeah, because
yes.
A dean of students, right. And then we're short the middle school principal. So tell us how that's going to play out.
Right. It's we have a national teacher shortage. I don't think it's any surprise. But in Alaska, we've always had a shortage of teachers, but now it's getting critical. Well, with administrators, it's even more critical. With Rod Morrison's departure, it created a vacancy, and we just had no applicants. The job was posted three separate times for a total of, I think, four
and
five.
And late for most people, have applied, right?
Right. So a total of, I think we're actually for a total of 5 weeks, I believe. Four over 5 weeks, possibly. But it's zero applicants. Zero. We do have some applicants that we're vetting right now, but we're at a position where the pool is incredibly small. So the position for dean was a proposal with our new principal showing up to take a little bit off the plate, because that principal would...
No, were you looking to hire someone for that position or have someone in mind? How are you going to fill that position? And do you have specific... I would imagine you have specific rules for how to do that so that it's open, right? And you're following the hiring?
We did have people in mind, but we didn't move forward with anything because the board wants... the board would rather have the job posted and continue for the search. And then if we have to do something else in the future, we will. But they want to continue the search, which we're doing. And hopefully we get someone good. But if
so
not,
if you move ahead with dean of students, is that a job you are required to post? Or is that something? I mean, what jobs can you post internally?
Yeah,
and which can, which, that's always been a good question for many jobs, positions, and coaching spots.
Right. We try to do, in fact, for a principal position right now, we try to do things as uniform as possible and prep and have to, for an administrator, we would typically fly them in and do a public meet and greet and do those things. It's so critical right now, we can't. If we have a viable applicant, we have to move so fast because the competition is so great. I mean, there are just the number of teachers that we've had who have either verbally or actually signed a contract and backed out for other job offers or for whatever reason. We were fully staffed in March, which was great. And then the turnover and people backing out. So it was... April rather. We're fully staffed for this year in April, and then
things change,
and so as much as we want to do things and follow certain protocols, especially during the summer when 95% of the staff is off contract, we just have to move be a little more dynamic and expeditious in how we do things.
All right. So will there be discussion on that tonight, or where does that go from here in terms of like...
Right now, the principal job in most schools posted, and we're seeking applicants. Having none, then we'll have to circle back around and look at other options and possibly pursue some. I don't know. I have ideas, but my hope right now is that we get a viable principal in there. So.
Well, if the weather continues like it was this weekend, and they visit then, but then that will maybe help the odds, I guess. I don't know. All right. Also on the agenda... there's not a lot on the agenda. There's some information items, and I think we hit the end. So, anything? I know it's a busy time.
Oh, yes.
So anything else worth mentioning? Other staffing, is it going well?
One of the things we're for music teacher, which seems to be we've had come and go several applicants. We're still. Very much in need of a secondary
music teacher. Would they do the junior high and the high school, or
yes, they'd be secondary music teacher with junior and high school. The goal and the desire is to build a strong arts program because they're healthy and we want to provide as many opportunities for all the students as we can. Without a secondary music teacher, it just puts a big dent in that. So if we're still actively searching for one, and if my hope is, but that goes into scheduling, if we don't have one, that impacts the schedule. So you can see where
Well, and the school district did put on a summer music program.
Right.
So I think that was because knowing that they're, but is there interest? I mean, there are a lot of musical kids in this town, I think.
Yeah, and that's been a great success. I went and saw the kids doing art and music, and it was just so much fun to see them. That was part of the goal, too. That was funded through a grant that we want to build a strong arts program, hoping we would have a music program that could feed into and garner interest. But right now, we're struggling with the secondary portion of music, 6 through 12.
So. All right. So if you know anyone out there that would want to take that on, if somebody does know someone, refer them to the school district website or call the district office, some such thing. All right. Anything else worth mentioning on now? I know there's a lot because there's also, I know they're working on the heating and
The high school, if it's going to have a different look. It's already been spruced up quite a bit, but one of the things that the board is for a remodel of the high school, but in the best case scenario, with all the logistics that go into that, you're looking at 5 to 8 years. That's if nothing goes wrong. So what we talked about is, hey, what can we do for it that's not going to cost a fortune that we can do to spruce up the high school? It's already been painted in the commons. It looks wonderful. Nice. Doing just accent walls. There's some apparatus that are being hung along the walls for student work and student art for display. And then the lighting is in the hallways, which has always been kind of looks in some rugs and carpets. They're little things that make a big difference. And I think I was in there last week and it just looks wonderful. I think people are going to be very pleased with the spruce up of it.
All right. Yeah. And then for folks who might be new to town or something, I know that we've been working with your administrative assistant Samantha over there at the district office to try to, we're putting together a special email news edition of all the, hopefully all the things that you need to know. A lot of it's on your website, but so that I think is coming out next week. And then a couple of those. So are you seeing some new students? It's always hard to know until the day school starts.
Right. And sometimes it's just a surprise on how many or how especially with kindergarten, it's always a gamble. But with the Coast Guard and just the nature of Valdez, we do have a little bit of transiency, we're not seeing a profound change. I think our projections are solid for right now. But last year, we were a little surprised with the number of kindergartners, and but some years you get twice as many.
So yeah, it's, never know.
So with the, we are doing the preschool this year, and that will be interesting to see how many four-year-olds we
bring
in.
Oh, I know one thing we haven't touched on either is that I don't believe you're doing the homeschool through the Valdez City School District anymore. Explain that decision.
Well, that was a decision we made last year with it goes into a funding situation and the numbers of the homeschool. There are a lot of homeschool options, so the students that are homeschooling are still homeschooling, but they're going through state programs or other programs that which we assisted in referring them to. But going through with the retirement of Kip Norris, we really evaluated the whole system and financially viable.
Yeah, you're running the regular school district. Right. Then do we need to offer this as well?
But I do want to stress that homeschool students are welcome to participate in classes and extracurricular activities. So they're the only thing that will change with the homeschool program is that another person will be providing the grading and the system like that. But they're still entitled, in fact, to and welcome to participate in extracurricular activities
in
the district.
If someone's out there listening to this and they are homeschooling and they're interested in doing a program with the school, would they contact the school appropriate for their child's age?
Yes, the school administrator.
The administrator, yes. Okay, at the school. Yeah. And then at this time, they're not there yet, right?
Correct.
Well, what are the dates that people will be back in?
Administrators report August 1st. But if there are any questions, please don't hesitate to contact the district office. But any questions beyond that, once administrators are back, that's who would be the point of contact.
All right. Yeah. Well, see, we dredged up a few things to talk about here today. Yeah. And meeting tonight, 6 o'clock, work session on scheduling, Valdez City School Board meeting, and then 7 o'clock, a regular board meeting. So thanks a lot for coming in.
Well, thank you, Lori.